cable. Current temperature 44.
And now it's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yawn.
Wow, thank you, Sam, and good morning, everyone. My guest today is going to be our insider. Haven't had him on in a while. From Green Bay, Wisconsin, blocks from the tundra, the lone Detroit Lion fan in Green Bay, potentially, Rick Turcanis is going to join us. We're going to meet our sponsors, then bring Rick in. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, Coca-Cola of Hancock, at your local stores and establishments. Don't be penalized for bad service. Go to your car packs at Ballard's New or to Copper Country, Rods and the crew at Tune Automotive. Porter's Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Amno and Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. David Drukri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, is the official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. For all your embroidery, so screening necessities, team or company shirts, purse or apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, get in a timely manner. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Berriga, 353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, Gary's only full-service gas station, open 7 days a week, towing available around the clock. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets. Call a good doctor and his staff up at 482-3400. They do make emergency house calls and work Saturday until noon. The Acuna Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage Door Distributor, Copper Country, Sharon Avenue in Hancock. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs from foundations to driveways, 370-4370. East Fork Pasty Company in Calumet, serving delicious pasty Saturday and Monday at Rosalita's Bakery across from Bucko's Party Store. Call and reserve in 369-4345 or go on their Facebook page. Peterson's Lawn Services and Excavating. Give Jordan a call. Your lawns are probably ripped up from winter. 281-7318. Free estimates. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family. Houghton Billingsley, M26 Brickyard Lane behind Kuhn Automotive, has been providing quality Billingsley to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country. Know your local True Value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Go on tundralodge.com, 920-405 to book your stay. Ask for Holly Nichols for the larger get-togethers. Daily walk-in water passes available. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all pesky rodents, and they're coming out now, give Kurt and his staff a call at A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. Youper Fitness in the Copper Country Mall is owned and operated by Youpers, offering discounts for seniors, military, and first responders. And again, don't be penalized for bad service. Go to Q and Automotive on the business strip in Houghton. Time to bring in our insider, a good friend from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Rick Turcanis. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing, my friend?
Rick, we're plugging through, obviously. You know how it goes at our age, huh? It's one day at a time, and sometimes that's too much to ask for, huh?
That's it, buddy. You know it.
Well, Rick, we're going to spend our usual 90 seconds on the NBA, then we'll talk football, then we'll get into our passion, hockey. I'll be first to admit, Rick, I don't watch much NBA. Only there's absolutely nothing on, and once we get into high stakes, I'll watch a little. I watched some of that Piston game last night. Between commercial breaks and overtimes with that wild hockey game with Colorado and Minnesota. Again, that's all I'm hearing this morning. It's all the refs missed a call, and so on and so forth. The Pistons found a way to blow a 9-point lead under 2.5 minutes left, and everybody's saying it's based on one call. I mean, this narrative where every time you lose, it's the refs' fault is beyond sickening. Cade Cunningham is turning the ball over at a record pace, 4 turnovers a game, give or take. Again, they're a one-trick pony. That's why they tried to get help at the deadline, and they couldn't.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to have a biased opinion on the officiating part of it.
Right.
I mean, there's not more than just a minute or two in a game.
Right.
I don't know. It's getting frustrating. With the excuses on my, you know, the way I think, it's like, come on, people, let's not make excuses. I mean, you look at the good coaches and all that, and the way they approach their teams and try to help them out and put them in the right mindset. And, you know, some of the best coaches I had back in the day, you know, your Jim Loomas and, you know, Bill Riva and all that, it's like, don't worry about the stripes.
Right.
I'll worry about the stripes. You play the game, you know, get out of that mindset and just play, you know. So it's frustrating. I mean, I don't know. Sports is a lot different than from the 80s, Jim.
Oh, yeah, and I agree with the officiator. I mean, every time, and it's these people who are professional journalists. I mean, come on. I mean, this, not to say your name on ESPN, but if I had her email, I would tell her, why don't you apply and be an official? But it's old. It's not going away. But whoever complains to me about it in my sports, I just tell them, go fill an application. There's not one game in the world with an official and human players where you might miss one or two, but it mm-hmm. makes me sick. But that's our 2 minutes on the NBA, Rick. Okay.
Well, I got one more thing I'd like to add to that, too, Jim, you even see it in high school and all that now, is where they have this bloody replay. I get it. The right. world wants the call right, but you're taking the human element out of the game as far as the
exactly.
officiating aspect goes. And quite frankly, I've been there with a lot of this stuff, and it's like you start second-guessing your time. You overthink stuff to make sure that you don't get it wrong. And what happens when people do that? They get it wrong because they're worried about that digital aspect.
Yeah, and then you look at baseball. I mean, they went to the pitch clock a couple years ago to reduce the time of games, which are ungodly sometimes. So what do they turn around and do then this year? You're allowed to tap your head or your helmet or something if you want to overturn an ump's call. You're right back to where you were at the length of the game after you took time away with the pitch clock, which was fascinating. It worked. But now, what do you get, 5 or 6 challenges a game where the batter can tap his helmet if you want the call reverse? Now you're going right back to almost long under games were before you went to the pitch clock.
Right. And stuff like that, it has the trickle-down effect where you see it, you know, you'll see it in the, you know, the majors through the minors, and it gets to college the way that the players conduct themselves and want all this kind of stuff. And even, you know, American Legion high school ball and all that, and it's like, you know what, just go out there and play the game. Have fun. It's getting too confusing and, you know, too rules-oriented, if you ask me. Just go out and play a game. It's a sport.
Well, Rick, football season right around the corner. I'm sure there's 100 watch parties in Green Bay for the schedule release night. I was in Green Bay a few weeks ago, and I got to spend significant time down there again in June. But question, Rick, we have fun with this. The Lambeau Painters. I noticed one of those fences on Lombardi Avenue was a solid, fresh, white-coated paint. Do you know what the painters plan on putting on this fence, Rick?
Haven't heard a word yet. This off season's been pretty crazy. I mean, you go through the end of the season stuff, and oh, this guy stinks, and oh, free agency hits, and we lost that, but we didn't get this, and you know, now the flavor of the week this past week has been the kicking game,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
So but I have not heard anything. Usually, they release that around training camp time. So,
Have you and your staff or your family, Rick? I know you work for the city of Green Bay, which is a phenomenal. I love the city, but let's face it, it's a tradition in the Packers. But the fan base can be a little bit irritating on the fun side. Are you going to any watch parties tonight, Rick? For the schedule.
You know what, Jim? I'll just give you my canned excuse. The sun got in my eyes or in my ears, whatever you want to call it. I just don't see myself going tonight. No.
Oh, you probably get a half day off in Green Bay, don't you? For any football event, don't they give you a paid vacation for 4 hours?
I wish it would be nice. Then I'd go.
Oh, Rick, before I leave football, the odds are out for a Super Bowl, obviously way too early. I don't get too worried. I haven't watched the draft in years, but the Rams are favored at +800, followed by Seattle +950, Baltimore +950, the Bills at +1,000, Kansas City +1,100, the Eagles +1,000, the Packers +1,500, San Fran at +1,700. Kansas City, you don't even know if Mahomes coming back. He's probably going to. Green Bay, I'm hearing speculation. Parsons might even put on a pup list to start the season.
Ooh, and I hear that.
There was talk last night and this morning that he might be behind schedule, but again, a lot can change, and if that happens, you're out 4 games. But one team missing here, Rick, I found an interest. Detroit's not, and this is from the heavyweights, the wise guys. Detroit's not even in the top eight. Well, what are your thoughts? And am I missing something with the Lions? Obviously, you lost one of your two-headed monsters in the backfield, but they don't seem to be getting much respect with the heavy hitters out in Vegas.
Well, you know, much like the NCAA football preseason polls every year, you can predict them based, you know, easily. And I'll just say it, you know, these people that, you know, the Lions being out of it, you know, fine. You know, they don't have them on their list in the top 15 or whatever. But these were the same folks that a year ago had them going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, you know, take it with a grain of salt is what I do. And until you get on the field and the one key, look at the Packers. Micah Parsons goes down. That changes your whole football team.
Uh-oh.
You know, everybody's good or bad on paper. You got to get out on the field, on the ice, on the court, whatever it is. You got to play the games, deal with the injuries. I think one of the best examples of that is NHL playoffs. You know, injuries and all that. It's, you know, it's you got to dig deep, find the next guy. You know, it's what do you got inside? You know.
Well, I remember a story I told you many times and others. When you go to polls and rankings, good friend Jeff Olson, I don't ever met him, the former Isthmian coach who won a handful of state titles, he said, Jim, those polls, that's the reason God created paper shredders, to put them right through them.
yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, Rick, hockey, before we get to the NHL, as we're winding it on about 9 minutes, Professional Women's Hockey League named two more expansion teams last night. In Hamilton and Vegas, so that's three complete with Detroit. Puts them up to, what, 11 teams, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one more not to make it an even amount, but what are your thoughts on almost doubling the size of the league? And my question is the expansion draft, and there's a lot of phenomenal lady college and semi-pro hockey players, but are they kind of pushing the envelope a little bit too much, making this big this fast?
You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, I haven't really followed it closely to, you know, a lot. I've watched a couple games, and, you know, these gals can play. And
no doubt.
My father-in-law and I were in Detroit about a month ago for the Flyers-Red Wings game, and they had a game. It was either the day before or the day of the same time that the Wings played. And there were a lot of people walking around with the stuff on. There was a lot of interest in Detroit anyway. How's that? They played a game there. So it was pretty cool. It's hard to say. You know, let's be honest. They're not going to draw like the NHL teams do consistently. You know, when they have the games in certain cities, sure, they sell out, you know, and all that. But can you do that consistently? And, you know, how are they being funded? I think it's great that they have this league for the gals. I mean, it's fun hockey to watch, but we'll have to see how it goes. You know, you expand to your point to where, okay, have we peaked yet? Do we need to trim back? I think that's yet to be seen, Jim, to be totally honest with you.
And a good point with the arenas, me and the good professor Bill Spro talk about this. You have the one-offs, you're going to sell out. Tickets, I think, were 5-6. Don't merit that in the longevity of it. And
correct.
A lot of these teams that started now, after a year or so, they're going to smaller secondary buildings. I know Detroit's plan is to play at Little Caesars, and there's be a new arena built, I understand, for Detroit professional women's basketball team, which they have. And Plymouth, I think, might have come into play. But after a while, yeah, you're going to have to gear it all. You're not going to draw $20,000 every time you play a game.
Correct. But yeah, good for them. It's glad that they have this for this league for the gals. It's it's growing in popularity. There's no doubt about it with more and more gals playing hockey.
I think Las Vegas is the perfect fit. Las Vegas is a good fit.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna make money right now.
Oh geez, it's golden out there. No pun intended. You know.
Yeah, exactly. We were there a few weeks ago for the Frozen Four. I mean, it's got to the point you almost got to pay to breathe. They've got that price out there.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well.
NHL playoffs, Rick, your Flyers are out. Nice run. They ran out of gas against a really good Carolina club that hasn't lost.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
And then and with that, Jimmy, think about it, all the predictions with them.
Yeah.
They're not even going to sniff for fifth place in the division. So those preseason predictions, you know, scan by them. That's my advice.
And they're having postmortem reports, obituaries written for the Flyers and Rick Tocchet in January, if I remember correctly.
Oh, they wanted him gone. Oh, did they want him gone.
In Minnesota last night, did their best to give a game away, a 3-0 lead in the first period. They sat on it, gave them two goals in a minute-and-a-half span late in the third, then the overtime winner. Overtime winner, Kulak for Colorado, first player in NHL history to get an overtime going to playoffs, to play 25 games for three different teams in 1 year. Edmonton traded in Pittsburgh where he had 25 of both of these teams, and you can't make it up. And Minnesota just the first and second goal. I mean, their defense went to witness protection, Rick.
Yeah, unfortunately my natural body clock shut down because I get up so early for work, so I didn't get to see the third. And I went to bed comfortable that, oh, okay, yeah, Minnesota's going to win this. We got a series again. And when I woke up this morning, heard it on the radio on the way in, and I was like, you're kidding me. What happened?
When you get a chance, watch that goal by MacKinnon after Colorado pulled the goaltender. But the Wallace St. Paul had a hole in it, and the defenseman went down about 2 seconds early. He went to block a shot from the faceoff circle to blue line. MacKinnon took one step to the left. He buried it over. It was a classic goal, but the some of the play was... And then Colorado, they're good. I mean, them and Carolina appear to be on a collision course. Tonight, we have Anaheim taking on Vegas. Vegas going for the kill. And also a series I'm very passionate about, and I know you're keeping a lot of attention, Buffalo and Montreal. Man, this just turned out to be a fun series with two young, aggressive teams.
It's a lot of fun right now watching this stuff. It's crazy.
And when you watch this, Rick, from afar, and obviously you're a diehard hockey fan, overall, what is your take on the playoffs? It almost looks like Carolina, and whoever comes out of Buffalo, Montreal, I don't know how much success you're going to have against Carolina. I don't buy the rest or rust. It is what it is. That's just bullet points when there's nothing else going on. And also over in the West, Vegas and or Anaheim, to get by Colorado, it almost seems Carolina and Colorado are on a collision course, which were the top two teams in the league.
Yeah, that's what it seems. No, I actually predicted Carolina for the Cup this year, and, you know, you just watch their style. It's fun to watch. I mean, they just swarm you. And thought my boys gave them a good run. You know, it kept some of the game, most of the games close and all that, but they are just a fine-tuned machine. Maybe Montreal's speed might mix them up a little bit for a while if Montreal gets past your Sabres. But I see Carolina coming out of the East. Initially, my prediction, I had Minnesota going. I really felt good. I liked the moves that Bill Guerin made with the people he brought in this year. But Carolina's or Colorado's a machine. You know, you can never overlook them. They have so much. They are so loaded with talent as well. I think, like you said, Carolina, Colorado. In the finals, I've got a slight edge to Carolina. I think this is their year. We got to get Rod Brind'Amour a cup.
Well, I love the Rod the Bod, as they call him. I like what Elliot Freeman said with NHL Network. Carolina doesn't have a number one line. They got four second lines.
They got four.
Same. They're so structured, and like Corey Markham would say, fundamentally sound. There's zero holes. My question with Carolina, again, over the years, Freddie Anderson will wear down after a while, but so far he hasn't had to play that many minutes. But if you get Carolina in a long series, that seems to be the one Achilles heel. And I like Colorado. Now with McCarr being picked up, but if I had to pick one of those two teams, assuming they both get there, I'd probably take Colorado in a wildly entertaining series.
If we get to that, I think it will be. But, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. Who's going to be the hot goalie that series? Because they're all loaded, you know. Four lines. Both teams can roll four lines, let's be honest. I mean, and either coach isn't afraid of doing so, in my opinion.
Right.
And
you look at
it's the goaltending. And, they've been juggling tenders in Colorado, too.
Right. Oh, they made the switch last night again. I mean, you look at some of the teams. with Blackwood and Edgewood, whatever the heck their names are.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the teams, some of the old-time coaches say, Rick, if you got two goaltenders, you don't have one. And I'm a firm believer, you need one guy to ride. But Colorado is so deep sometimes. I mean, you don't mind getting a goaltender just to service a game. They can put the puck in the net just in rapid-like fashion. But, yeah, it's just the goaltender at the end of the day is going to win or lose. And I'm just – this rotating goaltender sooner or later is going to catch up with it, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, I would I can yeah, you ride the hot guy. I mean, Philly was a good example of that this year. You know, they went through our lumps in in January, but after that, seems like Tockett said, "Okay, Vladar, you're a guy we're rolling with you. Come hell or high water." He mixed in Urson there a little bit, but he stuck with the guy, and I think that does a lot for the mindset. Granted, I've never been a goalie. The closest thing I've ever been to a goalie is a catcher in baseball, but those guys are crazy. I'd love to get in their minds.
They're a whole
Jeff Markham. I'm talking to you.
I think Jeff listens as well. That's a whole different breed, Rick. Well,
it is.
Well, Rick, we're up against it. How about we get you back when we get the final round? Sound good?
Sounds good. And when you come down next month, you let me know. I'll come and talk to you a little bit. Have a few visits.
I'll just tell you where I'm going to be in St. Mary's. I'll leave it right there, okay?
Yeah, I can run to the store for you if you need anything. Can't bring you the good stuff, but, you know.
you might have to run a lot of places.
That's okay. That's okay. Everything is within 10 minutes in this town.
Rick, you might have to run up here even. I'm reaching out to everyone. Everyone I know,
that's okay.
I'm starting to run out of options here.
That's all right. We've got four wheels and a full tank full of gas, Jim. We'll be there for you.
Oh, now we're talking. All right, Rick. Well, this is always a blast to have you. We'll get you back in 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, now, if you change your mind to one of these schedule parties, send me a picture, would you?
I will definitely do so. It might be from afar from my chair in the living room, but I'll get you something.
Just get out of the sun.
There we go.
All right, thanks, Rick. It's been a blast. We'll talk to you later, my friend.
Talk to you soon, Jim. Bye-bye.
You bet. Richard Canis, your insider, joining us from On the Streets in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll be back next Tuesday, peeking inside the grapevine. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning and play, keep hearing his great tunes and programming. Thanks, Sam.